Welcome in, everybody. It is Coach's Corner here at Stroud's Barbecue on this Wednesday afternoon, a special Wednesday night edition here at Stroud's on a sunny afternoon as the sun sets in the west. We are glad to have you with you. With us, this is Terry Merrill, Stormy Mitchell off tonight. Well, we've got a lot of good things going on here at Stroud's tonight. As far as the high school scene goes, we'll have Summit Boys basketball coach Josh Goodwin, who will visit with us in a few minutes with a few of his players. We look forward to that. And, of course, it's a big week on the local high school basketball scene as district tournaments kick in, and we'll be talking about that in a big way as well coming up soon. Thanks to Jason Tomlin, who is our Cracker Jack News Director back at WAKM. He's on our board tonight helping us fly through this. We want to remind you, too, tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock, we take you to Daytona for a big racing day. Of course, a big week coming up in Daytona, and that's one reason we changed the show here tonight. Because we know you racing fans want your racing fix, and we're going to have that for you right here on WAKM. Don't forget, if you're not at home, you don't have your radio, you can hear us and hear any of the programming on the radio station here at WAKM with radio.net. It's a free app if you have a cell phone or an iPhone, and no matter where you go, you can take us with you. Well, lots happening in college basketball this week. The Tennessee Volunteers tip off tonight at 5:30 as they take on the game. Gamecocks of South Carolina, that game being played in Knoxville tonight. And of course, if you're a Tennessee fan, you want to kind of pay attention to this one tonight, because if you look ahead to that big Kentucky, Big Blue Saturday, well, that's not what you want to do. So the Vols have got to take care of business tonight. They're ranked number one in the nation for, I think, three consecutive weeks now. And they'll take on Kentucky Saturday night at 7 o'clock, and I believe that game may be on ESPN. You might want to check it. But last night, a big, big upset. Well, not really. Big, but it was an upset as LSU knocked off Kentucky by a score of 73-71, and that's the first time in 10 years that LSU has defeated Kentucky on the hardwood. And as a matter of fact, it's only the sixth time that LSU has ever beaten Kentucky. But this is a really good LSU team this year. You've got Tennessee undefeated in the SEC right behind them now. LSU with a 10-1 record in the league, and then that's followed by the Kentucky Wildcats who are 9-2. And don't forget South Carolina, who comes in there tonight in Knoxville. The Gamecocks are 7-3 in the SEC. So that's your top four teams right now, as it looks. A lot to be played yet, because Tennessee's got to play Kentucky not once, but twice moving forward. And they've also got to play LSU, and they've got to play Ole Miss, and then they've got to travel to Auburn. So it does not get any easier for the Big Orange moving ahead. And this week's AP poll, it was, as we mentioned earlier, Tennessee ranked number one in the land, and they're followed by Duke, Gonzaga, also Virginia, and Kentucky. That's your top five. And then moving forward, 6 through 10, you've got Michigan, Nevada, also North Carolina, number 8, and then Houston and Marquette as we approach March Madness coming up in about a month or so, maybe a little over a month. And then 11 through 15, we have Michigan State, Purdue, Villanova, Kansas, Texas Tech, and then 16 through 20 is Louisville, Florida State, Kansas State, LSU, who I think is going to move up after this week, and then they're followed by Wisconsin in the number 20 slot, and then the top 25 is rounded off with Iowa, Virginia Tech, Iowa State, Maryland, and Buffalo. You could look for LSU to move up, and Louisville probably moved down. They did everything but win that game against Duke last night. They led by 23 points in the second half, believe it or not, and somehow, some way, Coach Mike Krzyzewski's team pulled it out, as they have done on many occasions. Top four in ladies basketball and college basketball, NCAA. Baylor, Louisville, and Oregon are your top three teams, followed by UConn, who is number 4, and you could probably throw them in a hat and draw one out. That's how close that's going to be this year. And don't forget also, the SEC men's tournament will be held in Nashville this year. That'll be, I think, about the second week or so of March, maybe the third week. I would have to check that, but something like that. And don't forget also, we've got high school basketball coming your way tomorrow. Let's see, Friday night. Try to get my ducks in a row. It is Wednesday night here. We're usually here on Thursday night, but Friday night, Stormy Mitchell will be, and Garth Bolden will be over at Ravenwood High School, and that's a boys' contest. And excuse me, that's Friday night. Yeah, I said Friday night, right? It'll be Ravenwood at Centennial. That'll be our WAKM game of the week, and only one game that night. And we'll get into that in a few minutes. But that's do or die on Friday night. You win, and you go on to the semifinals over in Dixon County beginning on Saturday. And if you lose on Friday night, well, that's the end of the road for your basketball season this year. Let's look at some of the games last night on the local high school scene as teams wrapped up their regular season. It was on the boys' side, Ravenwood defeated Centennial 54-50 as Rex Gaynor had 20 points, and included in that 20 points were 5 3-pointers. So what that means is now the Ravenwood boys on Friday night, they'll go into Friday night into District 11 AAA tournament as a number 6 seed, and they'll take on Centennial again. Yeah, that's twice in a row. If they won last night, and their reward is to play number 3 seed Centennial. So that's the way it goes. But last night, Centennial, Ben Brown leading the way with 18 points. And it's interesting to note, one of the stalwarts on the Cougars team, Dusty Williams, went out with a leg injury in the first half. And we'll see how that goes when the Cougars show up Friday night at home to host the Ravenwood Raptors. And then on moving forward, it was last night. We're talking about last night now, the last regular season game. Summit rallied. Well, they didn't rally. They led most of the whole game. They beat Dixon County 60-53 as Kanata Wirtz had 11 points. It was also Jonathan Myers with 9 points, and the Wade twins each had 8. And we'll be talking with Coach Josh Goodwin about that game here in just a few minutes when he arrives. That means that Summit now is the number 5 seed on the boys' side, and they'll travel to Dixon County Friday night, and they'll take on guess who? Yeah, it's another one of those returning matchups. They'll play Dixon County, who they defeated last night, and that game will be at 7:30, according to what I have here, because there is a girls game before that. We'll be talking about that as well. So there will be a doubleheader in Dixon County, and that's your boys game, Summit at Dixon County. And then other games that were played last night, still talking about the boys now. It was Brentwood over Independence 59-29, and the Brentwood Bruins, that means they go in as a number 2 seed in District 11 AAA tournament action. Cole Massey and Ben Mills led the way, 11 points each last night for the Bruins. It was Independence their lowest total of the season, as they only put up 29 points. That was their season low. Preston Garner had 8 points to lead the way. So Brentwood now would be the number 2 seed, as they've been most of the last half of the season, and they'll host Page's Patriots. Page comes in as the number 7 seed into Brentwood on Friday night, and they were off last night, as a matter of fact, were the Page Patriots. Also on the boys' side, it'll be the Franklin Rebels, the number 1 seed, as last night, well, not what you expected in terms, but the Rebels come away with the win after being upset on Friday night over at Dixon County. But last night it was Franklin 78-67 over Spring Hill. And it was Reese Glover with 23 points. He made 5 3-pointers out of the 23. And also it was Shari Hainsworth with a double-double. He had 21 points, 10 rebounds. And then it was Kemp with 10 points for the Rebels. So the Rebels, number 1 seed, and they'll take on the winner of Independence Spring Hill. That game to be played tomorrow night. That's what you call the play-in game. That game happens at Independence tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, and the winner of that one moves on over to Franklin on Friday night, take on the Rebels, that game to be played at 7 o'clock on Friday night. So that's the girls' lineup, and let's look real quick at 12 AA. Well, no, I'll tell you what, let's look at the girls while we're on 11 AAA. We may as well, then we'll look at 12 AA. Last night, as the girls wrapped up their final game of the season, final regular game of the season, our final game of the regular season, what I'm trying to say, it's Franklin defeated Spring Hill 46-26 last night. Sydney Ryan had 18 points. And so, as a result of that, the Lady Rebels will be the number 6 seed. As a matter of fact, they lost the coin toss, the Summit. They were tied with the Summit Lady Spartans. And so the Franklin Lady Rebels now will travel to Ravenwood to take on the Raptors tomorrow night. Ravenwood, the number 3 seed. And, Johnny, if I'm messing any of this up, just let me know. There's a lot of numbers to throw around here. But it'll be Franklin Girls under Coach John Weil. As we mentioned, they'll travel over to Ravenwood on Friday night. That game to be played at 7 o'clock there at Ravenwood High School. And then also last night, Dixon County rallied to beat Summit girls 60-50. It was Reagan Purvine who had 18 points. Also Ryan Roberts 14 for the Lady Cougars. And so, and by the way, Taylor Pennington for Summit put up 16 points last night. So what that means now is Summit will be the number 5 seed, and they'll travel up to Brentwood tomorrow night, Friday night, I'm sorry, and Brentwood is the number 4 four seed. And speaking of Brentwood, they knocked off Independence. It was not easy, though. They beat the Lady Eagles 59-54 last night. Amelia Osgood put up 16 points. Delaney Trushell had 18. And so the Lady Bruins find themselves in the number four seeded position to take on Summit. And that could be a pretty good game. I think they played two really close games during the season. And I don't know, John, that's pretty much a toss-up, I think. I think it'll be really close because I believe there was only 2 or 3 points difference in the two games they played during the regular season. And, of course, the play-in game for the girls on Thursday night, that's tomorrow night, to see who plays the number one ranked, number one seed Page. It'll be tomorrow night, Spring Hill at Centennial on the girls' side. And that game to be played at Centennial at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. And the winner of that game moves on to Friday night to take on number one ranked Page. The Page Lady Patriots, they have just done it all year long, 26-3 on the year, and they're 15-1 as they come in as the number one seed in District 11 AAA. They were off last night as well. So there you have it. It'll be the Centennial Spring Hill winner at Page, Summit at Brentwood, Independence at Dixon County, and Franklin at Ravenwood on the girls' side. And all of those except Spring Hill and Centennial take place Friday night. Spring Hill's girls have lost 17 straight games. So if you're picking that game with Centennial tomorrow night, I don't know what to tell you what to do. Centennial?
Spring Hill Centennial. What did I say?
I agree, John. Johnny says Centennial to be Spring Hill, and I think I agree with that too. Spring Hill 4-20. They won one game in the District 11 AAA. So there you go. As we await Coach Josh Goodwin and the Summit Spartans, I think he's going to bring a couple of players with us. We understand Carrie, wife Carrie, who coaches the Lady Spartans, won't be with us tonight as she has other obligations with her team tonight. But when he gets here, we'll get him on, and we're going to talk about his game, the Dixon County Summit game last night, and then also as they move into Friday night, as we mentioned earlier, it'll be Summit traveling to Dixon County on the boys' side, and the girls will go up to Brentwood. So everybody kind of splits up on Friday night. But remember one thing, you've got to win Friday night if you move on to the semifinals, which will all be played in Dixon County on Saturday, beginning at 3 o'clock, 4:30, 6 o'clock, and 7:30, or thereabout. That sound about right? So there you go. Jason, we're going to take a break here. Let's take a 2-minute break, and when we come back, we will get a little bit more into the statewide picture. We'll have the AP Top 10. We'll talk about that all across the state and the different classifications. But let's take a 2-minute break. As we tell you, you are listening to Coach's Corner right here on AM 950 and radio.net.
Right here in Williamson County, you can feed a family of four for $15.99 at Stroud's Barbecue. That includes 1 pound of pork or pulled chicken, buns, and a pint of a side item. Throw in a half gallon of tea or lemonade at Stroud's Barbecue. Right here in Williamson County, you can feed a family of four for $15.99. 615-595-0200. Open 7 to 8 Monday through Saturday and 7 to 6 on Sunday. That's Stroud's Barbecue right here in Williamson County.
Since 1949, Puett Brothers Tune and Tire Service has been serving the automotive repair needs of generations of Williamson Counties. The expert mechanics at Puett Brothers service all types of vehicles, from minor repairs to major problems. They specialize in brakes, electrical, computer diagnostics, transmission repairs, oil changes, tune-ups, and maintenance. Puett Brothers is a home-owned, family-operated business. 112 Alpha Drive, just off Columbia Avenue in Franklin.
Hello, this is Garth Bolden with Gateway Tire and Service Center. Located on Cool Springs Boulevard and McEwen Drive in Franklin, Tennessee, Gateway Tire and Service Center is your local Yokohama tire dealer, and we're proud to have served Williamson County for over 25 years. Take advantage of our full service center, including our new custom shop. Give us a call at 615-771-7080 for all your car needs, including Yokohama tires, custom wheels, and more. Gateway Tire and Service Center, your local Yokohama tire dealer.
Hey there, this is Stormy Mitchell for Domino's, and business is booming so much that Domino's needs your help. Come by 400 Downs Boulevard to pick up an application, or go to jobs.dominoes.com. Drivers are making up to $17 an hour, including tips and mileage. They need customer service reps, drivers, and management positions are available. Go to jobs.dominoes.com.
We're back on Coach's Corner. Welcome in, everybody, on a beautiful, beautiful Wednesday afternoon. It is a special Wednesday extravaganza here at Stroud's Barbecue, and we appreciate everybody making the changes that were necessary for us to make. And also thanks to our friend Jason Thompson, who's on the board for us tonight in the producer's seat. We appreciate Jason being with us. And also we want to remind you a couple of big sporting events moving forward into the week. It'll be on tomorrow afternoon, by the way, at 5 o'clock. We go racing down in Daytona. You can hear everything with that race tomorrow starting at 5 o'clock. Of course, a big week coming up down at Daytona. And you'll be kept abreast of everything happening down there as we move forward into the new racing season. Also, Friday night, we get into a high school District 11A tournament, and it'll be the play-in games where you got to win on Friday night to advance to the semifinals in Dixon County on Saturday. And AM 950's game of the week Friday night, one game only. It'll be a boys' contest. Ravenwood travels to Centennial for the second time this week, as last night the Raptors knocked off Centennial by a score of 54-50. And what a big win that was for Coach Patrick Whitlock. So with that win, he gets the honor of going back to play Centennial again Friday night. So that's the way it goes in tournament time. But, hey, a very capable Ravenwood team, and we'll see what they did. Of course, Centennial, they speak for themselves as the number three seed on the boys' side. And it should be a great tournament coming up, Johnny. I think we agree with that. There's so many things that could happen, especially Friday night during these satellite games, that I'd hate for somebody to ask me to predict every one, because it's going to be a hard thing to do. But, you know, that's why you play the game. Let's take a look at this week's AP poll all the way around the state. First of all, on the girls' side, as we await, by the way, for those of you, you Summit fans especially, Coach Josh Goodwin is on the way, and he is going to bring some of his players with him, and we'll have him on as soon as he arrives, if we can talk him into visiting with us before he eats his Stroud's Barbecue. And by the way, if you're going home tonight, you're wondering what you're going to have for dinner, you don't really know, stop by and see us here at Stroud's. They can fix anything. Every menu item is just absolutely delicious. It doesn't really matter. You can feed four for $16.99. And if you don't want to take the time to come in, you can ride by the drive-through window, and they will fix you right up from 5 to 500. So if you've got a catering event coming up soon, and a lot of sporting activities going on this time of year, they will do whatever you need. They will fix you whatever you need to take with you, or eat it right here, whatever you decide. So we appreciate our good folks here at Stroud's Barbecue, and they will take good care of you. In the AP poll this week on the girls' side, let's look at it first in AAA this week. Well, if you follow girls' basketball in the state of Tennessee, there's death and there's taxes, and there's Riverdale basketball in girls, and that's exactly where the number one seed is over Riverdale High School. Riverdale is number one in the state. They're 24-1, and in AAA, there's no such thing as a AAA tournament without Riverdale High School on the girls' side. And we'll just round it out for you. Oak Ridge girls, very good team this year. They're number two, and they're followed by Houston, of course, over in the Memphis area, and then you have Bradley Central over in East Tennessee, and then Bearden over in Knoxville is your number five ranked team in AAA on the girls' side, and that's your top five, and those five are followed by Maryville, who is not there every year, but Maryville, very good this year, 25-2 for the season, and then here comes Campbell County, 26-3, and they're followed by one of four mid-state teams in AAA in the top 10 this week, Mount Juliet out in Sumner County, always in the hunt, 22-4. And then the number five ranked team, really a new team we don't see very often, but a very good basketball team, Coffee County, 26-3 on the season. They're in the midst of about to start their run over in District 6, I believe that. No, 8, I believe that would be. Congratulations to the Page Lady Patriots, who, of course, are regular season champions in District 11 AAA. And this week they're ranked number 10 in the state in AAA in girls' high school basketball. So congratulations to Ron Brock and his team. And they've really gone through this district with only one loss during the regular season. As they open up and try to move forward by playing Friday night, they'll take on the winner, as we mentioned earlier, Spring Hill and Centennial. That game will be played Friday night at Page at 7 o'clock. Now, moving on, in Class AA on the girls' side, you have Meigs County, Macon County, Upperman, Jackson Southside, and one of only two mid-state teams in the top 10, Cheatham County, is ranked number 5 this week. They're 22-3 on the year, and always good girls basketball up that way in Cheatham County, Ashland City area. And they're followed by East Nashville, the East Nashville girls, 22-3. They're ranked number 6 this week. And then following in East Nashville is Westview, Cumberland County, South Greene, Crockett County, and that rounds out your top 10. Of course, Westview over near Martin, Tennessee, and then Cumberland County up around Crossville, and then you have South Greene. South Greene is over in East Tennessee between Knoxville and Tri-Cities, and of course, Crockett County from West Tennessee. So as we mentioned, two teams from Middle Tennessee in Class AA and girls. That's Cheatham County at number 5, and that's followed. They're followed by East Nashville, who is number 6. And in Class Single A girls, AP poll for this week, Gibson County is the number 1 team, 27-2 for the year. And then right behind them, a name you hear every year without a doubt, another one of those teams that's just always in the hunt, Clark Range. The Clark Range girls, 26-2. And they're followed by Loretta. Loretta, very good this year, 25-1. They're number 3 in the state. And then you've got Teleco Plains and Greenfield. That's your top 5 in Class A. And then the second 5 are Gleason. That's a familiar name in girls basketball. Also Richland down in Giles County. Then you've got Summertown down in Lawrence County. That's next. Also two mid-state teams in single A. And then they're followed by Pickett County and Clay County. Both those teams from over in East Tennessee. So Loretta, Richland, and Summertown, three mid-state teams in single A in the girls AP poll this week. Don't forget Summit fans. Coach Josh Good went on the way. He'll be our special guest tonight as the Summit Spartans will travel to Dixon County on the boys' side on Friday night. Of course, the Summit Lady Spartans will travel to Brentwood to take on the Lady Bruins. That's a big one of those satellite playoff games on Friday night. Let's take a look at the boys' side in this week's AP poll. First of all, in Class AAA, and Johnny, you don't see this team every year. Bartlett is the number 1 team in the state in AAA. Haven't seen them in there for a while. It's sort of like Riverdale girls. You just assume Memphis East is going to be the number 1 team, but that's not the case this year, although they are ranked. As a matter of fact, they're ranked number 6 this week, but they've lost 7 games, which is very unusual for Memphis East. Behind Bartley, though, this is a team you got to watch, and we know a little bit about them, and that's Mount Juliet out in Sumner County on the boys' side. 24-2, Troy Allen, outstanding coach. What a game they had last year in that sub-state over here with Franklin, and Coach Darren Joins told us last week he wouldn't mind playing them again, and that could happen, but they got to take care of business first in the district and in their regional tournament. So it was a lot of hay to put in the barn, you know, to see that happen. But from a local point of view, I think we would all agree that would be a really great matchup. But Mount Juliet, one of 3 teams in the mid-state, be ranked in the top 10 in AAA on the boys' side. And number 3 from over in Knoxville is Bearden. And then you've got Maryville, Cleveland, Memphis East, Dobbins-Bennett, Whitehaven. Of course, Whitehaven's down in the Memphis area, along with Memphis East ranked, and Bartlett. And then number 9 are the Franklin Rebels at 20-6. Of course, the Rebels with a hard-earned win last night over Spring Hill. It was not easy, but they got that bad taste out of their mouth after Friday night over Dixon County. So they'll take on the winner of Independence, as we said earlier, and Spring Hill on Friday night at Franklin High School. And then number 10 in AAA is the Riverdale Boys, which is a little bit unusual. They're not in the top 10 every year on the boys' side, but here they are at 23-6 on the season. Must be a pretty good basketball team. So that's your top 10 on the boys' side in AAA. And then in AA, let's take a look. You've got 2 teams in the mid-state. They're in AA. And hats off and congratulations to the Fairview Yellow Jackets. Man, they've been doing it all year, 25-2 on the season. And there's no question about it. They're a big-time threat to win that region over there. And that's going to be interesting, John, because they're going to take on Nolensville, you would think, which they did last year when they get into the region, if they both progress there, which I think they will. And so you've got Fairview at number 7 in the state, AA boys. Get back to where we were. East Nashville boys, you know, their girls are ranked. Well, the boys are too. They're number 3, and they're followed by Loudoun over in East Tennessee. Then you've got Wooddale out of Memphis, Austin East from Knoxville, followed by Fairview. And then 8, 9, and 10 are Fulton, Johnson County, and then Raleigh, Egypt out of Memphis. And, Johnny, I'm not going to get into it because I don't remember all that happened, but there were 2 or 3 schools in the Memphis area that got dismissed or suspended by the TSSAA. They're not going to be allowed to play in the tournament. And I think Wooddale was in that conversation, but I can't remember if they were, ruled out or if they appealed. And I believe they might have appealed and they're allowed to play, and I could be wrong on that. We'll look that up. But single A, there you go. That's double A in boys. And single A, you've got Eagleville from right over in Bedford County, I guess Eagleville is. And they're number 1 in the state at 22-3. And they're followed by Humboldt, 23-2. There you go. West Tennessee. Clay County, 26-2. They're number number three. And then Loretta's boys, both boys and girls in the top 10. Loretta's boys are number four this week. And they're followed by Columbia Academy, another very good team in Middle Tennessee. And then McKenzie. And then Summertown, who I believe is in the same district, as a matter of fact, as Loretta. And I may be wrong on that. I should know that. So don't quote me on that. Then Fayetteville from Lincoln County is the number eight boys team in single A. And they're followed by Peabody and Westwood. Of course, Westwood from over in Martin. You got Peabody. We always think of Peabody in football, but here they are in basketball, number nine in single A. So there you have the AP poll this week. And we forgot to mention a moment ago, and I bring this up, in 12AA, District 12AA, it's Nolensville Friday night. Nolensville boys will take on Community. That game at 6 o'clock. And that'll be followed by Marshall County and Murfreesboro Central Magnate. And those two winners would play in the championship game next week. I believe that's on Tuesday. And then on the girls' side for 12AA, you've got Nolensville girls facing off against Forest, and that's tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, and that'll be followed by Community and Marshall County, with the winner of those two games playing in the girls' finals, and that tournament is going on at Forest High School down in Chapel Hill in 12AA, so there you have that. And then as far as Fairview is concerned, Tuesday night, that was last night, Fairview knocked off East Hickman 67-44, and they will face off against Lewis County Friday at 5:30, and that is a semifinal game, I believe, at Stewart County High School. So a lot of people really like this Fairview team, Johnny, and they should. That's a very good basketball team. They're going to be fun to watch as we move forward, especially if they hook up with Nolensville when they get into their region, if they both make it through the district, which I think they will. But it may not be easy. We'll see what happens. You're listening to Coach's Corner tonight. Terry Merrill, Stormy Mitchell off tonight. Stormy's on a special assignment, and he'll be on the air Friday night as it'll be Game of the Week basketball. And so it'll be Centennial hosting Ravenwood. That's where Stormy and Garth Boland will be Friday night in one of the tournament playoff games. And so we'll look forward to that on WAKM. Airtime for that game, I believe, is, let me get my sheet here. There's so much going on here. It'll be 7 o'clock, Ravenwood at Centennial Boys. And I would assume Stormy would be on air at 7 o'clock, maybe a few minutes before for a little bit of a pregame. We'll see. And, of course, racing tomorrow night on WAKM at 5 o'clock. Coach Josh Goodwin on the way. Summit. It's a Summit night here at Stroud's Barbecue, so stay with us, and Jason Tomlin will take it back for a couple of minutes. Then we'll be back as we move forward here on the next segment right here on Coach's Corner, and you are listening to Coach's Corner right here on AM 950 and radio.net.
Welcome to Lewis Glass. May we help you?
Yes, I'm here for some glasses. I can't see a thing with these.
Sir, this is Lewis Glass in Franklin. We do full-service glass installation and replacement.
Yeah, I want to get out of these wire frames. They were cool in the 70s.
Sir, Lewis Glass is not an optometrist shop.
I thought they made me look like Bill Bixby.
Sir, Lewis Glass does residential and commercial glass, but we don't do...
I want to see something in a bifocal, please.
Sir, again.
Hey, these look good on me.
Those are women's glasses.
How can you tell?
They're mine.
Lewis Glass, 106 Century Court, Franklin.
Williamson Herald, Williamson County's only locally owned and operated newspaper, publishes every Thursday, bringing you the county's local news, local government, sports, entertainment, human interest stories. If it's local to Williamson County, we are interested.
I'm sports editor Joe Williams. Not only do we cover local sports, we have fun with local sports, and it shows.
Call us at 790-6465. You can also go to our website at williamsonherald.com and sign up for our free daily e-blast to receive daily breaking news. I am publisher Derby Jones, and I appreciate your business.
Flag World has the largest inventory of flags, flag poles, and flag-related merchandise in Middle Tennessee. Hello, I'm Craig Eilerman, owner and operator of Flag World. We are a family-owned business and have been serving Middle Tennessee for over 15 years. We offer a full range of flags and flag-related products, including state, military, historical, outdoor, decorative designs, as well as indoor and outdoor flagpoles. Our U.S. military and state flags are proudly made in the United States. While at Flag World, please check out our military pin and patch collection that we have carried for many years. We are conveniently located at 401 Cool Springs Boulevard, 1/2 mile west of Interstate 65. You can reach us at 615-778-9791 or visit our website at flagworldamerica.com.
A job well done, what a pleasant comment to hear. Trophy House Awards can make this recognition that special people deserve become a reality by creating custom plaques, acrylic and crystal awards, and gifts. Their staff can create an awards program for your sales team or volunteers that will motivate deserving people to future success. Trophy House is located in Williamson Square in front of Hobby Lobby on Highway 96, and their website is trophyhouse.com. When you think of recognition, think of Trophy House Awards.
Welcome back. It's Coach's Corner here at Stroud's Barbecue, where you can feed four for $16.99. Thanks for listening, everybody. Terry Merrill and Stormy Mitchell on assignment tonight, but he'll be back next week. We'll be back at our regular night, and that would be next Thursday night right here. And I believe we've got County Athletic Director Jeremy Qualls who will be with us as our special guest next Thursday night, so you want to be sure and tune in. Of course, Jeremy, very knowledgeable about all that's going on in athletics here in Williamson County, and it's appropriate because it is tournament time, and we'll pick his brain to see what's happening in his world. Coach Josh Goodwin and a couple of his players are on the way. They're in traffic, we're told. We'll have with us also brothers Destin Wade and Keith Wade. They're twin brothers, and they are both freshmen, and boy, what a career they've got ahead of them. Both starters, both play a lot. I'm not sure they're both starters. We'll clarify that, but they do play a lot for the Summit Spartans, and we'll find out about them, talk with them, and also Coach Goodwin about his big game coming up Friday night over at Dixon County in the District 11 AAA tournament. And speaking of that, let's take a look at the brackets one more time as we await Coach Gooden. Coach Goodwin. I'm getting tongue-tied here. I wish you'd come on. No, Josh, I'm just kidding. We'll look for you when you get here. Be safe on the road. But started off, there's two play-in games tomorrow night, they call those. Of course, that's the number 8 and number 9 seeded teams in the district. Tomorrow night, it'll be on the girls' side. Spring Hill, who's the number 9 seed, they'll be at Centennial, and that game takes place at 6 o'clock over at Centennial High School. And then for the boys, it'll be Spring Hill, the number 9 seed, at Independence. That game too will be at 7 o'clock. That game will be at 7 o'clock at Independence High School. And of course, the winner of those games advance, and they have the honor, whatever you want to call it, of playing in the number 1 seed, both boys and girls. The winner of the girls' game would play Page's girls on Friday night, and the winner of that Independence Spring Hill game would play the Franklin Rebels at Franklin also on Friday night. That game to be played at 7 o'clock. And as far as the Page girls, they'll also be tipping off at 7 o'clock on Friday night against the winner of that Spring Hill Centennial girls game that takes place tomorrow night. Moving down the girls' schedule for Friday night, keep in mind there are 4 play-in games for the girls, 4 for the boys on Friday night, and you got to win those to move on to the semifinals. If you don't win Friday night, your season is over. For the winners, they advance to the semifinals at Dixon County on Friday night, the top 4 are assured of going to the region. It's just a matter of how your seeding takes place for the regional tournament. So if you make it to Dixon County, you know you're going to at least make it to the regional, and it just depends on how you do in the district that determines your seeding for the regional tournament. So here's the girls. We talked about Lady Patriots, the regular season champions. They will, as we said, take on the winner of Centennial Spring Hill Friday night at 7. And then you've got the number 4 seeded Brentwood Lady Bruins. They'll take on Summit, the number 5 seed, Coach Carrie Goodwin, and she'll take on Coach Miles Thrash, and I believe I don't want to say they split during the regular season, but both games were very close, and I should have that somewhere, but I'm not going to look it up right now. But we do know Summit, the number 5 seed, is at Brentwood, the number 4 seed. That game will be played at 6 o'clock. And then Independence, the Independence Lady Eagles will travel over to Dixon County to take on the number 2 seed Dixon County Cougars, and that game Friday night also at 6 o'clock. And then your 4th girls game Friday night will be Franklin, the number 6 seed under Coach John Weil, and they'll face off against Mariska Harris and her number 3 seed Ravenwood Lady Raptors. That should be a dandy of a game. Both those teams like a deliberate type of offense, and they like to grind it out, and should be a lot of fun over there Friday night at Ravenwood for the Lady Rebels and the Lady Raptors. And then on the boys' side, let's look at it for Friday night. Again, you got to win Friday night to move on. It'll be Franklin, the number 1 seed. They won the regular season, and the Rebels will take on the winner of Spring Hill and Independence tennis. That game to be played on Thursday night. The Rebels Friday night at 7 o'clock facing the winner of Spring Hill Independence. And then the second boys game Friday night. It's number five seed Summit at Dixon County, the number four seed. Of course, that's right. They did play last night. They're going to play again Friday night. And so I'm interested in asking Coach Goodwin about playing somebody with such a quick turnaround after just playing, 2 days or 3 days before. We'll see what he says about that. But that game at 7:30 over at Dixon County High School, and we'll see what happens with that. The third boys game on Friday night is number seven seed Page. The Patriots have lost some close games lately. They're a number seven seed, but they're very capable. They'll take on Greg Shirley's Brentwood Bruins, a number two seed. They've been number two in the district most of the season. They had a big win last night, although it wasn't easy, over Independence by a score of, well, it was easy. I'm confused with the girls. It was Brentwood 59-29, a big win last night over Independence. And they'll take on, as I said, Page's Patriots Friday night at 7:30. The fourth boys play-in game, satellite game on Friday. It'll be number six seed Ravenwood, and Coach Patrick Whitlock with a big win over Centennial last night, and he earns the right to play Centennial again on Friday night, who's the number three seed under Coach Pete Froden. And that should be a heck of a ball game over at Centennial High School Friday night at 7 o'clock, Ravenwood and Centennial. So there you have it. That's the you could call them quarterfinals, I guess. Most people call them the satellite games because they are different locations. So you got to win those to move on. And then Saturday, we'll remind you too, we'll have racing, I believe, Saturday afternoon. And then at 4:30, actually at 3 o'clock, it would be the first semifinal girls game. The winner of Page and Centennial Spring Hill would play the winner of Brentwood Summit. That game at 3 o'clock. I think we have racing going on then. But then at 4:30, it'll be the boys' first semifinal game, that at Dixon County, of course. It'll be the winner of Franklin / Independence Spring Hill facing off against the winner of Summit at Dixon County at 4:30 Saturday afternoon. So for you Franklin Rebel fans, assuming you get by either Independence or Spring Hill on Friday night, you would play Saturday afternoon at 4:30 against the winner of Summit and Dixon County. And then the second girls semifinal game on Saturday would be the winner of Dixon County Independence. The winner of that game would take on the winner of Ravenwood Franklin at 6 o'clock on Saturday night over Dixon County. And then the other boys semifinal game would be the winner of Brentwood and Page against the winner of Centennial and Ravenwood at 7:30 on Saturday night. So there you have the semifinals, all on Saturday. And then, of course, your girls' championship and girls' consolation game will be Monday night at Dixon County High School. And the boys' consolation game and championship game will be Tuesday night, also at Dixon County High School. The consolation games both those nights are at 6 o'clock, and both followed by the championship games at 7:30. And, of course, WAKM will be there with you for all the Williams County teams as we move forward in the forward to the district finals. And, of course, the regional tournament kicks in, I think, the following Friday or thereabout. We'll have more on that. That, by the way, will be played at Brentwood High School, the regional tournament. So let's take a two-minute break, and I think Coach Josh Goodwin has just pulled up out of the parking lot. We'll take a break, Jason, and then we'll be back with Summit Boys Head Basketball Coach Josh Goodwin and a couple of his players. As we tell you, you are listening to Coach's Corner right here on AM 950 and radio.net.
Hey, this is Stormy Mitchell, and I want to cordially invite you to the church at West Franklin. You'll be greeted with a warm smile, firm handshake, some of the best coffee in town, excellent music, and some of the finest preaching this side of heaven. The church is located at 700 New Highway 96 West. If you can't make it, tune in to WAKM on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and listen to the church service. The preaching will be done by Dr. Matt Pearson from the church at West Franklin.
This is Ashley Hill with Franklin Synergy Bank. We are very pleased to announce the grand opening of our newest location on Carruthers Crossing in the Cool Springs area at 5040 Carruthers Parkway, right next door to Lifetime Fitness. As always, our goal at Franklin Synergy is to serve the growing needs of the communities that we call home. To celebrate, we're hosting a grand opening breakfast on Friday, February the 15th from 8:30 to 10:30, and we hope to see all of you there. And don't forget to ask about our money market special, which is available at all Franklin Synergy Bank locations.
Enhance the beauty of your home with tile from Floors on Mallory Lane in Cool Springs. See Matt Gaudioso at Floors.
Everybody puts tile in bathrooms, kitchens, all wet areas. Back in the day, you used to see people put hardwood in bathrooms, especially in the powder rooms. Not anymore. Another product that's really popular is vinyl plank. Vinyl plank is probably the hottest product on the market now. And it comes in wood plank visuals, which would be called luxury vinyl plank, or tile, which was luxury vinyl tile. We're at 1731 Mallory Lane, right behind the Krispy Kreme and Cracker Barrel.
Matthews Team Sports is your full-service team sporting goods dealer. Online stores, in-house screen printing, top brands such as Adidas, Under Armour, and Gatorade. We handle teams from middle schools to universities and everything in between. Visit us at MatthewsTeamSports.com. Locally owned and operated, on-time delivery, and customer satisfaction are our top priority. Any sport, any season, any equipment, or any apparel need. Our team is ready to serve your team. Contact us now at MatthewsTeamSports.com.
You might be typical, but you're part of something huge. An energy you can plug into. It's all around you. It's part of you.
Oh, meditation.
No, electricity.
Oh, I get mine from Middle Tennessee Electric.
Great. Then you're a member of our not-for-profit cooperative, bringing you affordable and reliable power. Oh, yeah, and you're not typical.
Oh, but we're all members, so we're all typical.
Find the benefits of membership at experiencemembership.coop. That's experiencemembership.coop. Experience membership.
Shh, I'm meditating.
For a great pizza experience, Nashville Pizza is the place to be. Nashville Pizza Company uses only the freshest ingredients and makes its pizza dough daily. It's never frozen and contains no sugars. At Nashville Pizza Company, check out the delicious daily lunch specials. Menu items include appetizers, salads, sandwiches, and slices. Nashville Pizza, voted as a finalist for Nashville's best pizza. Two convenient locations. 152 Watson Glen Shopping Center on Highway 96 East. Phone 595-8001. And 2176 Hillsborough Road in Grassland. Phone 591-7050. Open Monday through Thursday, 11 to 9. Friday and Saturday, 11 to 10. And Sunday, 12 to 8. And go to their website, www.nashvillepizzacompany.com. Register to join their email list and take advantage of weekly promotions. Nashville Pizza Company, now delivering in your area. For the best pizza, it's Nashville Pizza.
Back at Stroud's Barbecue, it is Coach's Corner here on a beautiful Wednesday afternoon, a special Wednesday afternoon edition, by the way. And we wanted to remind you again, we are here today because we've got racing tomorrow down at Daytona. It's Daytona week, and we'll bring you the action tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock right here on WAKM. And as far as Coach's Corner is concerned, we'll be back next week at the regular time and regular date next Thursday at 5 o'clock. As next Thursday, we will have Williamson County Athletic Director Jeremy Qualls as our special guest. But tonight, we've got head coach at Summit High School, the boys basketball basketball coach, is Josh Goodwin, and he is almost here. He'll be bringing with him tonight twin brothers, Destin Wade and also Keaton Wade. They both start on the basketball team, and I'm pretty sure Destin Wade, I'm pretty sure, is the starting quarterback of the football team. So I'll get 100% confirmation on that as soon as they arrive. But it is a Summit night, and Summit night here at Crouch Barbecue, where you can feed four for $16.99, and you can get the specials. Every day there's a special. If you don't want to come in, you can come to the drive-through, and they'll fix you up with whatever you want here at Stroud's Barbecue. And I've lost count, but I believe this is our 10th year of doing the show here at Stroud's, and Stormy Mitchell could confirm that because he's the detail-oriented individual. So I think we've just about received our guests here. I think they're coming through the door right now as we speak. And so it's Summit, who travels to Dixon County Friday night in the first play-in game. Not play-in game, but it's the first satellite game. And they'll take on the Summit. They'll take on the Dixon County Cougars on Friday night. Finally, he's here. Coach Josh Goodwin. Josh, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing okay. You brought two good-looking young gentlemen with you this afternoon. We're going to talk with them in a minute. But I know I don't have to ask you this question. How's the traffic in Franklin?
It's awesome. It takes just a little bit, but we took a detour, so we made it just fine.
Well, that's great. You want to eat? You all want to go ahead and order while I talk to him? Want to go ahead and eat? Just tell him you're with the radio show. If you want to do it that way, that'll be all right, Coach.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Coach Josh. Josh Goodwin, Summit High School, number 5 seed. Coach, last night, a lot to talk about with you tonight, but first of all, is my understanding Coach Carey's not going to make it tonight. She's
there in practice
occupied
right
with her team, so more important things, but that's okay. I thought we were in good shape tonight because tomorrow's Valentine's Day, so we didn't have to worry about that, but here we are, and we're glad to have you with us.
We don't really celebrate that just because it's always basketball season, so.
I was going to ask you, when is a good time to do that during basketball season? I don't have a clue. I don't know when it would be. Last night, a big win, though, for you, 60-53 over Dixon County, and right now you're the number 5 seed going into the district tournament. Tell us about the game last night. Looks like you led most of the way. You got off to a good start and ended up in good shape.
We started well and got up, I believe, 18-20 in the third quarter, and then kind of let that slip down to 13 when we got to the end of the third quarter, and then fourth quarter. Combination of us taking our foot off the gas and Dixon making shots and playing well in spurts, and they cut it all the way down to 3 under a minute, and then we made a couple steals and plays late to kind of close it out.
You've been in quite a few close games this year, and it's a young team you got. Tell us about that and that process, and you've won some, you've lost some, but you've really been in most every game you played in all year.
We feel like we're battle-tested going into the tournament, I wouldn't have it any other way. I'd like to change some of those losses into wins, but for such a young group to kind of grow into where we are now, sometimes it's better to take those lumps early, and we're in fifth place, we're 8-8, and I believe the first time around, Brentwood beat us pretty handily the first time, and Centennial beat us by double digits the second time. But other than that, it's been a one possession game with a minute to go, and a lot of those we were in the lead and just couldn't close it out. So everybody can sit here and go through what if situations, but we're legitimately probably 4 or 5 shots away from potentially being in first place and having a 2-loss record in the district.
Yeah, it's amazing. After Franklin and Brentwood, that middle portion of the district, and a similar situation to the girls too. It was just a cluster there all year long, and you guys were beating up on each other all year. Now, last night, it looks like you had balanced scoring. The Kanata Works had 11, and you had the twins here, who we'll talk with in a minute, 8 each, and Myers had 9 points. So, and for the most part, it would appear, from what I've noticed, your scoring has been pretty balanced all season long.
That's been consistent with us all year, and it's such a testament to our kids as well as our talent level. I mean, we have just so many kids that are capable players. You can't focus on one and say we're only going to guard this guy and we're going to leave these other guys alone. So everybody's capable. We've got a bunch of unselfish kids who make the extra pass and aren't out there just to get their shots. So we don't have anybody taking, 15, 20 shots a game. We got a lot of guys who take fewer than 10 shots a game and are scoring close to 10 points a game on those shots.
Wow. I was going to ask you this. If you look at the roster, it's unbelievable. All freshmen and sophomores for the most part. Jonathan Myers, a senior, of course, maybe the only one. I'd have to look at the roster. But what's it like to coach, and you've had some veteran players, the Carter brothers, I'm just thinking back here, thinking out loud, but what's the difference in coaching a really young team like this who've not really played a lot, at least at the varsity level, versus a veteran team like you had 2, 3, 4 years ago?
Well, every year is different. No year is probably the same. So it's not a guessing game, but it's trying to figure out the makeup of our team every year and where our leadership is going to come from and what that looks like on a day-to-day basis. That's the challenge when you start off the year. So in years past, we've had we've depended heavily on our upperclassmen, and they've kind of went through maybe 2 guys at a time as freshmen would come through and contribute early. And this year, it's a little flipped upside down. We have 2 seniors, Hayden Turner and Jonathan Myers, and they've done a really good job leading in a different way. And they've led by example, but they've known when to kind of take a step back and let the younger guys kind of step in and play. So I couldn't pin it down on one thing or 2 things, but when we have such a young team like we do now, where we're starting 3 freshmen and 2 sophomores, and the majority of our bench is freshmen and sophomores as well, it's a combination of telling them how things work at this level, and then also just letting them run free and experience it. Because the last thing I want to do is be somebody who's going to hammer them on, you're going to do this way. These kids are good and talented for a reason. It's not because I'm telling them what to do. A lot of them can just play. So we've got to make sure that we kind of have that balance where we help mold them into what we need them to do to win games, but we also let them use their talent in the best way possible.
Coach Josh Gooden, business with us as they've got a big game at Dixon County Friday night as we open up District 11 AAA. We'll be talking about that in just a minute. Josh, you take the Wade twins, for instance. They're freshmen, as you said, but most coaches say, but by the time you get at this point in the season with a young, they're not really freshmen anymore, at least the way they play. Is that the safe assessment?
Yeah, and we've told our kids all year long that's just a convenient excuse that people are going to be willing to give you. early in the year. At this point, you know, these two guys and then everybody else with them, they have as much, if not more, experience than a lot of the juniors on other teams who have just been sitting on the bench waiting their turn. So at this point, they both got a season under their belt, regardless of how old they are. It's just a testament to the work they put in and just kind of their development up till now.
I saw a quote you made in one of the local papers after your game. I believe it might have been not last night, but maybe last week, that you were talking about free throws and how they've hurt you in some of the close games you've lost that you might could have won. But last night, 8 for 8, I believe, in the fourth quarter, maybe, and I could be wrong on my stats, but is that something that comes with maturity, or is it just one of those things that you have to work on? And just tell us about that.
Well, again, I think it's a combination. We definitely practiced it. We were practicing it when we weren't making any free throws, too. But it's going through those battles. Yeah. It's being in those situations where things are tough or you're tired or it's a crunch time situation, and they're just kind of used to that now, being in so many close games. I mean, every game we've played outside of maybe 4 or 5 has been a one-possession game in the fourth quarter. So I hope we're getting used to playing with the lead, because we'd much rather play with the lead than play from behind. But being tough enough, physically and mentally tough enough, to knock those down when they're fouling you on purpose to try and get you to miss, that's been a great thing to see the last week.
If I ask you what has surprised you about this team so far this year, I mean, could you put your finger on any one thing and say, this player or this situation is something I didn't really expect, either, for the better or for maybe not for the better?
No, I wouldn't say it's one thing. I would say that our group has a tendency to be loose, and sometimes they're too loose, and that comes with age and maturity, or lack thereof. And they've done a good job kind of, I want to rein them in and say, we got to do this, and we got to be this focused, and you got to be dialed in. And it's been a good give and take, where they're kind of showing me, hey, we can handle it at this rate. And then there's a lot of times where they kind of recognize that, all right, you're right, we need to kind of tone it down and get ready to play. So it's been constant give and take. Every year I feel like I'm learning from whatever group I have. And so they've been very good about knowing when to kind of take a step back and listen, and also when to kind of show their young confidence.
All right, Josh Goodwin visits with us, and we'll have the Wade twins after they get a bite of Stroud's barbecue. First things first, right? Jason, let's take it back for a 1 minute break and a station ID, and we'll be back with more of Coach Goodwin after this break right here on AM 950 and radio.net.
When you need plumbing and electric supplies, you need the convenience and service you find at Discount Plumbing and Electric. Service begins with knowledgeable, friendly folks like the people at Discount Plumbing and Electric. You'll go from a novice to having the confidence of a pro when you visit Discount Plumbing and Electric. And don't forget about their lighting showroom, where you'll find a beautiful assortment of ceiling fixtures, ceiling fans, and light fixtures. Discount Plumbing and Electric, 101 Century Court in Franklin, and in North Columbia on the Nashville Highway. See Discount Plumbing and Electric.
Make pain a thing of the past with help from our friends at the Bone and Joint Institute of Tennessee, Tennessee's destination for outstanding orthopedic care. From aging or overuse to a traumatic accident or sports-related injury, they'll be there for you every step of the way to help improve your range of motion, mobility, and quality of life. Put your trust in the hands of experts and visit boneandjointtn.org or call 615-791-2630 to make your appointment today.
Where classic country is back home again. AM 950 WAKM, Franklin.
Welcome back in, everybody. We are at Barbecue tonight, a special Wednesday night edition of Coach's Corner. Terry Merrill with you as Stormy Mitchell has the night off. Stormy will be with you Friday night along with Garth Boland as we bring you high school basketball in District 11 AAA. And the game we'll have for you Friday night, it'll be Ravenwood at Centennial, and that game is played at 7 o'clock, and we'll talk more about that as we move forward. But Coach Josh Goodwin of Summit, they come off a big win, as we mentioned earlier last night, over Dixon County. And Josh, let's talk about the tournament, what we call the satellite games, I guess, coming up on Friday night. As fate would have it, guess what? Summit goes to Dixon County, the 5 versus 4 seeding, and what about that? I mean, we've got two situations. situations in the district of that very same thing.
Yeah, and actually in back-to-back years, we've played that game with Dixon where both teams had nothing on the line. So it's always interesting you get to that last game, but this is the first year doing it where we're going to turn around and play each other. And Ravenwood and Centennial are in the same situation. They played on Tuesday and they turn around and play on Friday. So it's always interesting and strange. You don't want to throw too much out there. You don't want to throw anything new out there. And so a lot of the chess game or checkers game of it where you're constantly reading into what they're doing and trying not to give them too much, but wondering if they're reading what you're what you're putting out there. So it's probably a whole lot of nothing on Tuesday, and then Friday's what really matters.
I was going to say two questions, I guess. Number one, how do you feel about a rematch? And it's on the road coming up Friday, but at this point, I mean, I would suspect neither you or Dixon County's coach, you can't change a whole lot right now. I mean, you know each other well. You played them twice already. So what is it just a matter of who comes out and plays the best?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good thing and a bad thing in the sense that we just played them, so it's very familiar on our kids' minds in terms of scouting report and what goes into what they're going to do and the personnel. So that's good for us from that standpoint of we're not having to say this is different than the last game. It's the exact same. One thing we're not excited about is just playing them back-to-back because they do such a good job and they are a talented team. So their athleticism can give us problems, and they shoot the ball well enough and they can throw some different things at you defensively to really make things. So it's going to be a huge challenge going to their place because they do such a great job, their crowd coming out and making a tough atmosphere. So we're excited about it, excited for the opportunity. I feel like both teams are capable of making a late run, similar to what Independence did a couple of years ago. But one of those teams is going to be sitting at home Friday night. So we talked about that today in practice. Don't be the team who's sitting there saying we should have been in that game a month later.
Yeah.
Take care of business.
Yeah, it's all on the line Friday night. You win or you move on or you go home. It's that simple. And, of course, at the same time you're in Dixon County, it'll be the girls for Summit traveling up to Brentwood to take on the number two seed Brentwood Lady Bruins. But talk about the balance of the district this year. Your thoughts versus last year. Any surprises? It's, as we talked earlier off air, the balance has been amazing throughout the district, really. Maybe more so than last year, would you think? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been pretty consistent in terms of, last year, Franklin, Brentwood, and Centennial kind of separated themselves. And I would say to an extent, those same three teams separated themselves, especially early. I think as we got to the back end of this year, it was more of a logjam of where we currently are in the standings. And there's also another logjam that goes along with that in terms of how teams are playing at this point. And so it's tough to kind of get a grasp on. I would say in terms of surprises with teams, you'd probably polled most people. I'd say us and Dixon would probably two of the main surprises. I think we were 7 or 8 or 9 in a lot of the preseason polls. So two teams who kind of jumped up and played better than they were supposed to, but two teams who probably don't want to see each other at this point.
Yeah, I agree. And it just shows you the balance, though, we're talking about. If I'm a coach in this district, I don't want to play some of the next 2 or 3 years.
I don't think anybody's excited about their first round matchup, 1 through 8. But we've gotten that comment a few times.
Yeah. Let's talk about get your thought on this one. Paige at Brentwood. What do you think about that? I mean, you would think on paper Brentwood, but Paige has really lost some close games this year too.
Well, and the last time those two played, Paige was up 8 with a minute and a half to go, and Brentwood made some plays down the stretch and came back. So if Paige plays the way they did last time and can catch Brentwood kind of off guard, then anything's game. We're in a situation where legitimately you could have 5, 6, 7, and 8 being the district semifinals and 1, 2, 3, and 4 sitting at home. But you're in a situation where it could be chalk as well. I mean, talking to the coaches this morning, nobody's excited about their matchup. Nobody's looking forward to just having an easy night on Friday.
So in your meeting, nobody said, man, I'm glad I got this matchup.
No, that didn't happen too often.
Here's another one that's in the same position you are, Patrick Whitlock and his Ravenwood Raptors after a big win last night over Centennial. Now they got to turn around and go to Centennial again Friday night. What do you think about that? And by the way, I'm sure you heard about it probably. It was Dusty Williams who injured his leg in the first half, so he's sort of iffy for Centennial.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely changes their outlook, but Trey Carlson's so good that, and he's played so well the past month that he's been the catalyst for that team. So he's hard to control, but Ravenwood does a really good job with their pack line defense, kind of forcing everything to the middle and making things tough. and they've got the size inside to kind of bother guys when they penetrate. So another one of those games, it's a toss-up. I mean, all of these games could be 20-point games. They could be 2-point games, and it all just depends on whether the ball goes in or not.
Is Franklin playing their best basketball right now, in your opinion?
They're so good at so many different spots that it's hard to say yes or no. I mean, that one guy can have a bad night, and two other guys step up. One thing I'll say about Franklin is they've been in a ton of close games, and they're winning them. So I've been happy about the fact that we've been in close games and we've been battle-tested. They've been battle-tested as well, but they're finding a way to win those games. So that's another thing that they can do. They can kind of, you know, pat themselves on the back and just kind of wear that as when it gets tough, they find a way to win. And we're trying to learn how to do that. We're trying to become a program of that stature.
Coach Josh Goodwin visits Summit High School. We've got the twins. We're talking about Destin and Keaton Wade. As they chow down on the Shrouds barbecue, Coach, we're not even going to bother them until they finish that. And you'll get your chance in a minute. Don't worry. Other mid-state teams to watch. I guess you keep one eye on what's going on around and, you know, just looking ahead. Let's look at our District 12, of course, the other district in our region here. It looks to me like, if you just look at it on paper anyway, you've got Cane Ridge, who is good again, and McGavick are the top one and two teams right now. Is that the way you see it?
Okay. Yeah, and we haven't seen McGavick. Cane Ridge is somebody who we play almost every year. We're in their Thanksgiving tournament. Franklin plays them pretty regularly. So we've got several looks at them. We played them. We played Cane Ridge at Thanksgiving. I think Franklin played them twice early in the year. So we know how good they can be. Haven't seen McGavick. Heard they played well. I know they have a player that was in the running for Mr. Basketball nomination, yeah, and a guy who's pretty good. And then you've always got Hillsboro and teams like that who are really long and rangy and can run some different defenses, give you trouble. So, again, nothing anybody's really excited about.
Yeah, I was going to say, somehow Rodney Thwett always has his team ready at Hillsboro. It's amazing when the tournament comes how they just put on another gear. You're right. And looking beyond that, of course, possible sub-state implications, I guess. Mount Juliet, Troy Allen's really got it going out of Mount Juliet in Sumner County. Lebanon looks pretty good.
It's Mount Juliet, Lebanon, Clarksville Northeast, teams like that. It didn't go up to, you know, Beach, Station Camp. There's always going to be somebody come out of there that's going to be a good matchup when you get to sub-state. But that being said, make that run. I don't think there's any one team in the mid-state period that anybody's really careful of. I'm in a sense of that we can't compete. I mean, you can take the 4 or 5 seed in any of those districts, and they probably feel like they got a chance to make a run to the state tournament, and that's what makes this time of year so exciting.
Absolutely, and you know, you're right. And like in Memphis, it's usually been Memphis East all these years up from now, but right now they've lost 7 or so games. But if you look in the mid-state, I couldn't tell you who's going to advance to get to Murfreesboro right now. AAA, Mount Juliet, speaking of, number 2 this week in the AP poll. Then you got Franklin at number 9 and Riverdale, which is on you. Riverdale, you know, we expect the girls to be there, but it looks like their boys has a pretty good team as well. So
they've done a really good job running 1-3-1. So if them and Franklin be an interesting matchup.
Yeah, it sure will. What about, I was going to ask you too, and we've asked most of the coaches on the show this year, but with 9 teams in the district this year and last year, you really, your preseason is not what it used to be. In other words, I think y'all started playing your first district game maybe like November 30th or something like that.
Right.
Your thoughts on that? Do you, with a young team, you might have wished you had more time to kind of work toward the district games, or how do you see that one way or the other?
Well, it does limit your outside games in the sense that you can't go out and really play a ton of other teams. Most of your schedule is already set. Our team was different this year and different moving forward for a different reason. We did have the youth, but we also, on top of the youth, the majority of our team was football players. And if we make a deep run, you know, we didn't play Hall of Fame games. We didn't play our first game until November 20th against Nolensville. So we missed out on a couple games there, but it's one thing I wanted to wait and make sure we had that extra practice time in before we actually hit the floor.
So you really didn't have a whole lot of time after that first game, obviously. All right. Coach Josh Goodwin visits, and we can speak for your wife since she's not there. I think we'd be remiss if we didn't mention the Lady Spartans. I know you are involved with that as well. But last night they had a tough loss at with Dixon County, 60-50, I believe. Taylor Penning had 16 points all in the second half. But talk about the Lady Spartans and the season she's had. They go in tomorrow night as a 5 seed, just like you, when they go into Friday night. So what about the girls' team this year overall, and what would Coach Carey tell us?
Well, it's been very similar to the guys' side in that it's just been a jumbled up mess. You've had Paige and Brentwood kind of at the top, or not Paige and Brentwood, Paige and Dixon County at the top kind of by themselves, and then you've had Ravenwood, Brentwood, Summit, Franklin, all kind of jumbled right there in that middle spot. And, you know, going into the last week of the season, you know, Summit could have been the 3 and Ravenwood could have been the 6, mm-hmm. and any mixture mixture of those four teams could have been 3 through 6. So the last two games were more about experience and kind of getting ready for the tournament more so than, you know, winning and trying to put yourself higher in the seeding. You're going to play one of those four teams. I don't think any of those four teams, again, want to see each other. There's been overtime games, one-point games, and a lot of split decisions between that group. So girls are definitely starting to play better. And just seeing the ball go through the hoop for somebody like Taylor in particular and Marley definitely helps with confidence down the stretch.
And, you know, they've got, if you look at their roster, a lot of girls coming back next year for the Lady Spartans as well.
Yes, they lose a few, but they're a young enough team that they got some experience coming back.
Yep. Would Carrie, as it turns out, Lady Spartans play, as we talked about earlier, at Brentwood as a Summit of Five seed as a result of a coin toss with Franklin. But does she feel better about the matchup, in your opinion, or maybe what's your opinion, going to Brentwood Friday night versus taking on Mariska Harris at Ravenwood? Or does she have a preference one way or the other?
Well, it's kind of a pick-your-poison situation. Miles does such a good job at Brentwood, and Osgood is such a good player, and then the Trestle twins make it tough inside. And you talk about Mariska and Ravenwood, and Jazz Harmon is such a dynamic athlete that she can kind of control the game on both ends of the floor. And they've got a lot of size inside. Started playing the Dews girl, who's about 6'4", and, you know, in a girls' game, that's a lot of size to worry about rebounding and shooting over. So I don't necessarily think there was a winner in that coin toss, but it's going to come down to the last few minutes and whoever makes those plays down the stretch. And said about the boys' side as well. I mean, somebody's going to be sitting at home and somebody's going to have an opportunity to make a run.
And, you know, I was looking at kind of preparing for the show today. Brentwood and Summit girls split during the regular season. Both games very, very close. So, I mean, what do you see as the key to that game Friday night?
It's going to be limiting turnovers. I mean, whichever team can do a good job, keep them in front defensively, not giving up easy looks, and then really taking care of the ball. And if you can get in there and make layups, that'd be a positive as well.
Yeah, as well. And I'll ask you the same question. You got to go to Dixon County and face a team you just played last night on the road. We all know about Dixon County and their tradition. They have big crowds, big environment. What will be key for your team, you think, on Friday night?
This is just controlling the rebounding on both ends, making sure that we get out to shooters and do a good job controlling their guards and keeping them in front. And then, again, taking care of the ball, making sure that we're not making silly turnovers in crucial situations. We've had over the last couple of weeks enough time where we've had the lead at the end and we've done a good job playing with it, but just being confident in that situation. And like you said, we don't really have freshmen anymore. We got a bunch of guys who have experienced and played enough that they've aged.
Yeah. All right, Coach, we're going to let you rest and eat some barbecue in a minute while I talk to these young folks here, Destin and Keaton. But tell us who you brought with you tonight and talk a little bit about, real quick, what they brought to your team this year and the future as well.
Well, if people have listened and been familiar with Summit or Williamson County in general this year in athletics, they're probably familiar with these two guys. Both starters on the football field, start for us as well on the basketball court. We had a little delayed appearance by Keaton getting through an injury from the last playoff game of football. And that kind of hampered our development as a team as well. But we got a huge boost when we got him back. So both guys are averaging right in the neighborhood of 10 points and 6 rebounds a game. And pretty much started from day one, and just their unselfishness on top of their athletic ability, but then their leadership and the way they kind of have, they lead by example. Hopefully they talk tonight a little bit more than what they do the rest of the time, but they're great kids, do a good job in the classroom, obviously successful on the athletic field.
You know, you've got a track record going with brothers. I remember a couple of brothers with the last name of Carter not too long ago, and of course they weren't in the same class, but still, you got a good thing going here.
Yeah, we got a lot of brothers, and none of them talk a whole lot, so I don't know what that says, but they can all play, so
we'll
keep taking that exchange.
All right, Josh, we appreciate it. Hey, eat your barbecue, and then we'll wrap up with you after I talk with the players here, okay? All right, it's Coach Josh Goodwin as they take on Summit Friday night over Dixon County in a big satellite game at District 11 AAA tournament. Let's move over here, guys, and stay close because that's good. You can hold that. Now, this is Keaton.
Yes,
right?
Sir, it is.
Hey, Keaton, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How
all right,
you?
Keaton Wade and also his brother, Destin.
Sir.
Now, I got to ask you, your twins, can your parents tell the difference in who's who?
Yes, sir. They've been with us since day one, pretty much. So they know the differences in our personalities. So.
Now, it's not only are you twins, according to what Coach Goodwin gave me, you both averaged 10 points a game this year, and you both average average 6 rebounds per game. So, Keaton, I'll ask you. Destin.
Yes, sir.
All right. Destin, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Destin. You play quarterback, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. What's it like playing with your brother? Have y'all played sports the whole time you've grown up, pretty much?
Yes, sir. Just we played a lot of sports when we were younger, like soccer and baseball and stuff like that. Mainly our like top two sports were basketball and football,
uh-huh.
And we enjoyed that a lot.
And you were the quarterback on this year's
yes,
team,
sir,
right?
I was.
Well, it's too early in your career for me to ask you this question, but right now, which one do you like better, basketball or football?
Like every year, I just when I'm playing, I like lean toward basketball, but then I switch over to football.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure.
Whatever the season is, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, that's Destin Wayne. Let's hand it back to Keaton here. Keaton, what position do you play in football?
I played running back last year and outside linebacker. This year we're going to a spread instead of the wing tee, so I'll probably play a little bit of wide receiver.
Wow, you guys are so the outlook for the football team, is that going to be pretty good this year?
Yes, sir, hopefully. We have a good quarterback here.
Yeah, yeah.
We can run and pass.
Yeah, that's what we've been told. Well, let's talk about basketball. You had a good win last night over Dixon County. You got to turn around and go back Friday night. So, Keaton, tell us about Dixon County and what did y'all do what do you think was important last night in the game and the win that you had over Dixon County?
I think the important this was coming out with a lot of energy, and that's how we got started and boosted our energy up. So we just need to finish out our games and not keep it that close and just finish and execute at the end.
What will be important at this? I mean, you're playing the same team, 3 days later or whatever it is. You can't really change things around. So what's going to be important Friday night? You're going to go to Dixon County this time. It's a hostile crowd over there. You played them twice already during the regular season. So what do you think is going to really be the difference in tomorrow night's game for you?
Just stay under control and listen to Coach Goodwin and what he has to say and follow his direction. So he knows best for us. And so I think we should just do that and stay patient and just do what we do yesterday.
I got to be honest with you. If I close my eyes, you both sound exactly alike. So it's amazing. But, Destin, let's ask Destin this question. What's the best team, in your opinion, that you all played against this year?
I think the best team we played so far is probably either Franklin or Brentwood.
Uh-huh.
Probably. I think Brentwood was more tougher. And Franklin, and Centennial was a pretty good team because they brought a lot of things to the table, like driving, and they could shoot well, too. So I thought Centennial, Brentwood, or Franklin were top three.
If you had to pick out one player, the toughest player you played against this year in the district, who would that be?
I would probably pick Trey Carlton because he can do a lot of things, create space and stuff like that, and drive to the basket. Also has a 3-point shot, too.
Yeah, that's certainly a good choice, no doubt about it. Destin, tomorrow night, speaking of Centennial, Ravenwood is similar to you all, your situation. Ravenwood and Centennial play again after playing last night. How do you see that game? And by the way, I guess you knew, or I guess you heard that Dusty Williams had sustained a leg injury last night. We don't know what that does Friday night, but your views on that game, Ravenwood Centennial, after Ravenwood won that game last night?
I think Dusty was a huge factor.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll be a close game, but I think Centennial will pull it out because I feel like they're tougher. And
All right, hand off to Brother Keaton here. Keaton, this is your first season, obviously, both of you. How was the varsity level what you all thought it would be, or was it easier than what you thought it would be, or just what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's a little faster than it's been eighth grade year, and I could, people were more faster and more stronger, and it was got some time to get used to it, but now I feel acclimated to the playing, and it gets easier out there when you're playing with your teammates.
Yeah. You're not really a freshman anymore, really, right?
Yeah,
although
right.
You are on paper, but, you know. Three more years, you guys got a lot going on, and, you know, who knows what might happen both on the football field, too. You got a lot of players coming back on the football team, too, well, right?
True.
Uh-huh. Who are some of those that are coming back?
We have George Onamegu, an all-district player, Kisten, Arnold, D-End, Jalen, he's a pretty good player who moved from Father Ryan this year. John Casey, our wide receiver. We have Trey Hunter, our running back, who also is on the basketball team. A lot of our players play football too. Like Kaneda, we'll play football too.
The Wirtz brothers are sophomores, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. I guess Coach Coleman is going to hang around to see how you guys do in the next couple of 3 years, right? Destin, what about as far as, let's get back to basketball here. Does it add any pressure? Of course, as freshmen, you may not, y'all don't even know what pressure is probably, but you've got to win Friday night, right?
Yes,
if you don't, your season's over. And if you do win Friday night, you go to the semifinals in Dixon County again on Saturday. But the good news is you advance to the regional tournament. Do you think that puts any more pressure on you knowing it's either win or go home on Friday night?
I think it puts a little pressure, but we just got to play our best and see who wants it more. I think that'll be us. And hopefully we can make a run during the playoff.
All right. Sounds good. Guys, thanks for coming. By the way, what did you have to eat here at Strauss tonight? Did they give you whatever you wanted?
Yes.
Okay.
I got a pork platter. I was going to get mac and cheese, but they didn't have none. So I got french fries.
Oh, and what'd you have?
French fries.
Oh, okay. Okay. How about your brother, Kid?
I got the same thing as my brother.
You know, it's really weird. A lot of the players, I would say the majority of the players that come on the show, they have the nachos for whatever reason. And I think Coach Gooden shakes his head, so that may be what he's having too. But anyway, guys, thanks for coming tonight. We really appreciate you taking the time. I know the traffic was crazy, but we really look forward to your career moving forward. And congratulations on a good season this year. And good luck Friday night at Dixon County moving ahead.
Thank you.
Okay, that's Destin and Keaton Wade. And we'll be seeing a lot more of them as we move forward. And Coach, if you want to get in here real quick, and we'll let you eat after we wrap up here real quick. Is that good? You going to eat here or you going to take yours with you?
I'll probably just take mine. So.
Okay. All right. Well, that works out well. We got about 3 minutes to go. But great guys. And I know you feel good about having these guys around 3 more years.
Absolutely. It's great to kind of look at our roster and see that, you know, the majority of what we have contributed to our success is coming back. And, you know, we did the district meeting today and the brackets and everything else. And so, you know, we're one of those teams that I guess based on our standing or based on what other people thought about us, that we got one all district selection. And that was Kaneda, and that's great. But, you know, and he deserved it and did a good job. But I think you got two guys here that probably were more than deserving of being on that list. If you had to go back and ask everybody to pick the 15 players they'd rather have on their team, I feel a lot of guys would have these two guys on their list. So I know it's a tough situation where we have a lot of young guys and a lot of guys that are capable, and probably in some situations they take away from each other because they don't want to see the same school on the list over and over again. But I'm definitely proud of what they've done to this point.
No doubt about it. And they're going to be seeing these same players for the next 3 years in some cases, 2 years in some cases, but a lot for the future of Summit basketball, no doubt about it, moving ahead. And of course, you and Brian Coleman don't get together and commiserate and say you'd rather have him. In other words, they everybody plays more than one sport now. A lot of kids.
Yeah, I'm not
right?
making them choose. if I had to pick what's better for these guys' future, I mean, they're probably better long-term prospects football-wise than they are basketball. But we're big proponents of pushing guys to play multiple sports for as long as possible, just because I think it's better for their development. They don't get burnt out, and it allows them to continue to compete but do something different at the same time.
I think most coaches say that, as a matter of fact. I think that's a healthy way to look at it, because you're right. You don't want to burn them out. Real quick, and we'll let you go, Coach. Ty Carter, brother John. I know John is doing well up at the Naval Academy, I believe, and Ty's at Tennessee Tech. Do you keep in touch with him at all?
Yeah, both had great years. Ty on the football field had some injuries early, but had a strong second half of the season. And John is still going through his freshman year, technically, after going to the Naval Prep School, is having a great freshman year. He's been freshman of the week a few times. So definitely proud of both those guys. And then you got Jaden Lewis and DeMonte Dixon are both at Walter State and having a good year for a really good team. So very happy with what the guys we've put out and the way they're performing at this point.
I've forgotten about those other two. Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's been fun to watch your team this year. We got a lot to look forward to, and you guys, we look forward to watching you for the next 3 years. It's going to be a lot of fun. And Josh, good luck over at Dick County Friday night, and bring home the trophy, and we'll see you in Dixon again on Saturday. How about that?
Sounds good.
All right.
We'd love to do it.
All right, Coach Josh Goodwin, and two of his Cracker Jack players here, no question about it, Destin Wade and brother Keaton Wade visit with us tonight as they get ready for Dixon County on Friday night in the District 11 AAA tournament. Jason, that's going to wrap us up tonight, and we appreciate everybody joining us tonight on this Wednesday special edition, and we'll be back next week at a regular time on Thursday. Next Thursday at 5 o'clock, we'll have Williamson County Athletic Director Jeremy Qualls as a special guest, as we'll be knee-deep in basketball next week, no question about it. But thanks for joining us, and Jason, thank you for your help. as our producer tonight. We really do appreciate it. You have been listening to Coach's Corner right here on AM 950 and radio.net.